Frequency in use, V7ROX, V7OR.
Big ears out there in radio land. What's happening?
I was just trying to get the vector, and it's the hurry to the hub. I don't know, microwave dishes and that. Done.
Oh, very interesting. It is in Surrey then for sure, but not on the Concorde Tower, but very close by to it, or what?
Negative, negative. It's still at Boundary and Kingsway, but across the street from the TELUS building where they have the hub, the satellite, you know, the microwave hub, they put the antennas on that building.
Oh, kitty corner, like the southwest corner. Yeah, I thought that they had moved it there, but then I thought they moved it again to Surrey. I heard somebody saying that, but maybe not. Yeah, well, directly across the street, southeast corner, is Central Park. And the big sign that says so, welcome to Burnaby and all that, but southwest corner, that's Kitty Corner. Yeah, I know that building. That's been there for years.
Yeah, so the height would be probably down by about, I don't know, 40 feet or whatever, but it makes sense. It would probably do the same type of signal.
Yeah, not quite as high up as the boot or the roof of the boot. Whatever the plans are for the boot, I don't know what's going on there. I wonder if they're putting something up even higher yet. But TELUS and all the rest of it, there were definitely some changes taking place.
Well, that's something I got from Vex, so right or wrong, I'm not sure. That is, I think, anyway.
Yeah, they had a repeater on that net, like right around now, 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights, I do believe.
That's where I got the info. I checked in.
Oh, I see. So there you go. You got the info direct from the source. Oh, okay. Well, they ought to know what's going on with the repeaters on their system. Oh, okay. So it's not in Surrey. I'm still wondering about 14712, VE7VAN.
I don't know. I have no clue. But anyway, I'm going to take it as a probably a 90% chance that they would know it.
Yeah, I try to keep an updated, accurate record of where repeaters are and what's going on, so I'll check my records and make sure that it is what it's supposed to be. yeah, that building, yeah, that whatever's supposed to be in there, I don't know if there's any big sign that's been there, but it's been there for years. I know the building.
Yeah, well, anyway, one of the, you know, those big microwave things is pointed at somewhere on the island, still active on that site there, from what I was told. So, there you go.
Oh, and of course, that would be line of sight with both you or me, Boundary and Kingsway, of course, and Central Park. I can see all that from here.
Yeah. Is there a break in there? I heard a double carrier there. I know there's someone else.
Yeah, this frequency was active today because of Canada Day stations with special call signs.
Yeah, so is HF on 20. I actually made a contact for Canada Day, I don't know, contest on 14200, and he was in New Brunswick, 5-9.
Whoa, the other side of the country, that's VE9 land. Oh, yeah. As for fireworks, if you're on the east side of the building and the fireworks are at Canada Place, or are they? They got canceled last year. I'm not sure what the story is this go-around.
No, absolutely no fireworks for Vancouver. I think Surrey's having something, but of course they're, I can't see them from here. Of course, you got Burnaby Central Park in the way, and then, of course, it down from the hill, so I won't be able to see them unless they're shooting them up above 10,000 feet.
Oh, yeah, sometimes there's individuals setting things off in their backyards and stuff like that. There sure was on New Year's Eve and other occasions, but anyway, that's the story on that one. Vancouver, no fun city.
No, well, I would say it's a no fun city right now. There's lots of activity going on. I just think they just don't want a bunch of drugs with Roman candles.
Oh, maybe that's the thinking behind it, yeah, based on past experiences. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure there's some hooting and hollering, and I think Granville Street, they were keeping that closed to vehicle traffic since the soccer event there, so it might be hooting and hollering around there.
Yeah, well, we do have some Americans here, and the Americans won the soccer game today. Well, I'm sure there'll be some hooter hotters.
Well, what better place to celebrate America than in Canada? I guess their big day falls on a Saturday, the July the 4th, if there's anything special then.
Well, yeah, for sure. I was looking at something from Costco America. Some guy was showing all the deals, and Jesus, for $150 US, you get a four-foot box filled with fireworks. They go pretty crazy down there, even just being a family. Oh, good God, you can have lots of fun down there.
Whoa, let the fun begin. Party time. Oh, yeah, yeah, there's bound to be. Oh, yep, yep. I guess some of the American stations that check into the nets here and talk to us will tell us all about it. Yeah, we shall see. So that's what is on the plate.
I'll be in and out. Be on the repeat. And we'll just monitor Len until he finishes off. And then I think they want to discuss All-Star with YUU about he's having problems with it. And when that's all done, maybe we'll get a chance to go in there and cause some hate and discontent.
Wreaking havoc. Yeah, he was mentioning something about going to Japan. If that's the case, how do you make contact with here when you're in Japan? Echo Link or some other method? Maybe that's why he was concerned about Echo Link.
He can't bring his radio. He's gone through all the research. It takes 2 months even to become a Japan ham temporarily, and they won't allow his equipment in the country, so that's all due and done. The only access he probably could do it legally, which is kind of a ground loop, I guess. Anyway, who do you want to speak to? A Japanese errand on a ham radio. He could get one of those software probably. You know how you travel and that, you can connect to different internet servers around the world. I guess he could connect to the Canadian one and pretend he's in Canada.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unless you can do things from your cell phone to get on the air here, that sort of thing. But, oh, really? So Japan is not that simple. There's another station that was on here. It was a VE7LYU. He was going to China, whatever you have to do for China.
Yeah, I heard. There is a break in there. Is there someone want to come in? Go ahead. Well, someone's keying up, make a little bit of a howl underneath you, but no big deal. Okay, pick it up later, Rox. 7ROX. Try to keep you updated. 7R.
Oh, yeah, I got that message about the Abbotsford simplex frequency, 14646. That one would be a good test for your antennas, because Abbotsford is some distance away.
Oh, you got that email I sent you about them changing it to Friday or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I caught that. Yeah, yeah, they've been on 646 for a while. Coquitlam is 643, but Abbotsford was 646. But, I should be able to work somebody on that frequency.
Oh, I'm sure. You've got the height like me. I'm a little lower than you, but we certainly... I don't have... It's just straight out. Where there's so much reflection and bounce off big...
Yeah, might be a good test for the beam and the rotor and all that sort of thing. Bounces off Mount Baker or other mountains to the north, northeast. We'll see what comes out of that. I check into the Point Roberts net, 6:30 on Sunday nights, 14753. I got into that one.
I was going to grab the 13 element on the base. Fortunately, don't have because it would pop my end. So that noise.
Whoa, 13 elements. Yeah, that might be overdoing it a bit. A little on the long side, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I tried to point it at RPT, I'd have to move the mass right. right to the other side of the patio, and I just don't want to deal with it. You know, I mean, big deal. I mean, sure, it's got a bit more gain, but I think that's just psycho. I mean, that 10.5 is good enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 13. Yeah, that would be pushing things a little bit, yeah. Oh, well, there you go. That's the story on that one. I see RPT still got activity there, or is the net wrapped up? I hear WF talking there.
Yeah, he's trying to help YUU with the All-Star stuff. I'm just going to stay out of it. Okay, I'm going to get a couple things done, but I'll monitor there. 7OR is clear.
Yep, I will be doing the same. Ears on that frequency, this one too.